Jason Jackson, we'll begin with a few questions from within the room. Go ahead, Nolan.
Jason Jackson, you just won a unanimous decision over Benson Henderson, former UFC champion. I mean, how does that feel, man, coming out of that?
It just shows my maturity, that I have matured since I stepped in Bellator, that I'm growing and growing and growing to take on a caliber fighter like that and dominate each round in both departments, striking and wrestling.
And I'm sure jiu-jitsu. When you were coming up and you were, you know, on the Ultimate Fighter and Contender Series and those things didn't go your way, I'm sure, like, you picturing yourself fighting guys like Benson Henderson was the goal, right? So is there anything to hang your hat on just from being able to go out there and have a performance like that over somebody that's such a legend?
Yes, sir. First and foremost, everything did went my way. I was meant to get hurt. I wasn't meant to go to USC. I was meant to go back to the drawing board, build back up, and come stronger. And this is a different Jason Jackson that was burnt out of all the setbacks. So taking out a legend like Ben Henderson, it just shows me that I can take out the Bellator champ, anyone. Either 155, if tomorrow I decide to go to 55 or fight at 70, either one can get taken out.
And, you know, what do you attribute that change to? How have you been able to evolve? Is it just sticking to the process and getting reps in, or was there certain mental or physical changes that you had to make in order to get put on a performance like that?
Both. And I have to take something from each and every fight leading on the way up to this fight and put everything together. And the next time you'll see a better Jason Jackson, more output, more finish, definitely.
And I don't know what the percentage was, but your takedown defense was awesome tonight. Was that something that you really focused on this camp specifically?
Every one of my fights, because I just feel like every one of my opponent, once they start getting punched and start getting kicked, the next option is to wrestle. So within my mind already, you're going to wrestle. Even if you're not a wrestler or not, you're going to wrestle.
And a co-main event win, a dominant win over a guy like that, I'm sure it sets you up for a big opportunity in your next fight. What are you thinking for your next outing? Do you think you'll fight a top contender, kind of a step up, somebody in a number one contender fight? What are you thinking?
It doesn't matter to me. Yeah. I just want to go out there and just put on a good show. It doesn't matter who, when. I just want to put on a good show. You know, I'm not out here picking and choosing, because you have a lot of guys that's ahead in the division that are putting in work as well. So if I have to work, I'm not willing to get nothing easy. I want to work to mine. So when I know it's there, nobody can tell me nothing or nobody can take it from me, because I worked for it and I earned it.
Awesome. Well, congrats, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. We'll now turn it over to our media joining us virtually tonight. Jim?
Yeah, thank you. Congratulations. I'm just wondering about your training, your team. What can you say about Sanford MMA and working with that group and just getting you ready for this fight?
Sanford MMA is an amazing gym. And we have all different caliber fighters. Anything you need, jiu-jitsu, wrestling, striker, it's there. It's there at the facility. And we're only getting better because we're young. We're only 1 year old in the business. So let's go. Less than a year. Less than a year.
Well, Jason, I'm in South Florida, and there's just so much talent down here, including yourself. You proved that tonight. You've been proving that. What is it like, too, not just Sanford MMA, just South Florida? It's like a hotbed for fighters down here.
Yes, because South Florida, if, like, for instance, when the gym was closed and everybody was out of the gym, I could go to the beach and still get a great workout. I go to the hill and still get a great workout. Even if it's raining, I could get a raincoat and still get a good workout. So, you know, South Florida, it's amazing. I can't complain.
Hey, Jason, congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Giancarlo?
Hi, Jason. Congrats on the win tonight. You looked really impressive. Just coming into this fight, it was a short notice fight for both you guys. So do you think that helped you mentally prepare for this? Or do you think it made you a little bit hesitant going out there?
No, I'm kind of a guy. If you look at my career, if you follow my career, you realize that it doesn't matter any given day. I take it on 6 day, 1 day. So for Ben Henderson to do that, it still was respect, but I just didn't want him to see it until I go in there. But it doesn't matter to me. Short notice, long notice, fight is a fight.
And coming off a dominant win like that, do you want to get back in there as soon as possible, or do you want to just evaluate the field there in the welterweight division and come back early next year?
Well, let's see. Let's see once I go back to the gym, speak with my coaches, spend a little more time with the family, because tomorrow morning I go home and just don't want to fight. And then the other day I get up and be like, man, I want to go fight.
Donna?
Jason, congratulations. on a dominant performance, a great victory. I just saw on Twitter a fan suggesting Michael Venom Page versus Jason Jackson. I mean, that would be for sure a main event fight. What do you think of that potential fantasy matchup?
Whatever. You know, like I said, I'm a fighter and I know how to win. I find ways out of win. I'm an all-around fighter. So whoever, whenever, I'm not afraid of nobody.
It was like I said, dominant is the word for this performance. Tell me a bit about how Benson felt in there. Obviously, a legend of the game. Tell me a bit about his pressure, his takedowns. He was relentless in trying to get you down to the ground. It didn't really work out so well for him. Talk to me a bit about that.
At first, before I got in there, and I was in my hotel, sitting those 3 hours waiting to come down here, I was a little nervous, like, man, I don't want him to get no single leg. I don't want him to get no leg attack. But once I went in there and I felt it out for myself, it was like, no, this guy's not getting no takedown, because I pried this fight out on left. If you don't get no single leg, if you don't get no leg attack, there's no way I will be in trouble.
Jay Anderson.
Hey, Jason, congrats on the win tonight. Back at the media day, we spoke about you being overlooked, and I'm guessing that's not going to be the case anymore, but has the gravity of this win really sunk in yet? Because this is the type of win that can really open a lot of doors.
Yes, let's see. They always overlook me, and I won't put it past them. It will happen again, because if there's such big magnitude of stars come from the UFC, of course, we got to use their name to pump up, but the fans don't know who the real deal is.
And the last three opponents that you've beat now are some pretty notable names. I mean, I know you're not going to call your shot, but do you feel that you are now in the running for a title shot, along with guys like Amosov, who fought the other day?
Well, like I said, it's all up to UFC. If that's a money fight, let's get it. Because guess what? I beat three UFC stars, all vet. So let's get it.
We'll take a couple more here. Santiago, go ahead.
Hi, Jason. Congratulations on a very dominant performance. It seemed like there was a size difference between you and Benson. Did you feel that in the cage as well?
Yeah, I did felt it. I did. But his big legs kind of make up for my size and different, if you really think about it.
You carried that flag of Jamaica with a lot of pride. How special did it feel for you to first get the win and after show the world that beautiful green, yellow, and black flag?
Yeah. It felt good. That's the best part of the victory, you know, get to pull up my Jamaican flag and let the world know, yes, there's a Jamaican star in the making. Know that.
Enjoy the victory, sir.
Thank you so much.
All right, our last question here comes from the line of Sean Lennon. Go ahead, Sean.
Hi, congratulations, Jason, on the victory. A big win for you, of course, at Ben Henderson. I've noticed Ben's previous fights. He's gone by with split decision victories, almost a king of the split decision, kind of alluding to guys that they're beating him when he's actually winning. When did you feel like you were, you know, you had to guess, you know, the pedal on the gas and you were going to come out on top?
Once he grabbed me, I knew that was it. As soon as he grabbed me, I just knew that, yes, I have all of it. I know it was my fight then. I knew I was bigger than him, stronger than him. I was going to take him down, control him on bottom. Whatever it was, I was going to do it to him.
All right. Thank you very much for the time, Jason. Congratulations. We'll be right back with AJ McKee.